Taking a look at how things are closing up here today in the markets, we check in with Brian Hoops, Midwest Market Solutions. And Brian, mercifully, we're going to come to an end here in the day. And it's been one of those days where everything was in the negative category. We saw red everywhere today.
Yeah, not one of those fun days when everything is red on your screen, except, well, right now, natural gas and metals are starting to perk up. But you know what? It's been kind of a red week this week, where we had a big sell-off in the metals in the last 2 weeks. Stock market down sharply today. Energies have been mostly lower, except for natural gas. And you have the cattle really capitulating here this week, losing $25 since Tuesday's highs. Grains sharply lower. It really feels like the funds are rebalancing or repositioning maybe some of their portfolios. And this could be because of some trade tariffs or trade concerns. Also, President Trump's case that is being argued in the Supreme Court right now about the legality of the tariffs, I think, has huge implications for this market. If it is ruled against him, where he doesn't have the power to do these tariffs, and we have to repeal these tariffs on these countries, everything that has been accomplished as far as trade agreements, including one with Japan, or excuse me, with China, is lost. And there's already some talk that China may revoke on their trade agreement, depending upon this ruling. So, it's not only just the fundamentals here, the grain and livestock fundamentals we're looking at, but so many political events are being impacted in this market as well. So, you know, we've rallied sharply in soybeans in the last 2 weeks with the anticipation of a Chinese trade agreement. And then we continued to rally after they bought some beans, and we saw China make an announcement they would agree to buy beans from the U.S., but they bought 20 cargoes of beans from Brazil this week alone for December delivery. And so traders kind of scratching their heads and wondering, when are they going to step in and start buying U.S. soybeans?
Well, and you mentioned it, with the cattle market. We saw that cattle market kind of going back and forth early on, and then ended up just dropping out. And what is the real mover here with the cattle numbers continuing to fall like this?
That's a great question, and a lot of people are asking that same thing: is what's the news? What is the reason behind this cattle drop? Because there isn't anything. The cutout values are holding in there and trading steady. The packer margins have improved tremendously. They've gone from negative $200 and some to negative $50 a head. We have cash trade in the Oklahoma City and Joplin at the sale barns this week, $10 to $40 better for feeder calves. And then you had Southern trade this week, a couple dollars softer in live basis in the north, a few dollars softer on a dress basis, but Southern trade about $4 softer. So all this doesn't equal a big sell-off in the futures market. It feels like more of just money flow, funds being scared and pushing this market lower. That's what's driving things, and that's very frustrating, very hard for a producer, consumer to understand.
Brian Hoops, Midwest Market Solutions, joining us, giving us some analysis on the closing markets for your Thursday, November 6th, 2025. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.